Few world leaders are under more pressure these days than George Papandreou. The Greek prime minister is trying to rescue his country from its worst economic crisis in recent memory. To do that, he has to calm an angry Greek public and kill the corrupt political culture his father helped foster. Joanna Kakissis has this story from Athens.
Early this spring, everything was falling apart for George Papandreou. His country was broke. He had to impose tough austerity measures that would cut the debt but bring years of recession. Economists predicted that Greece would default. So the American-born Papandreou tried to calm the world by playing diplomat.
Well, I'm in a position to reassure the world that we are doing our part. We're doing what is necessary, and we are doing even more than what is necessary to guarantee that we are cutting our deficit, making our economy viable, moving into the type of investment which will make our economy competitive, such as the green economy, green tourism, green agriculture. So we are modernizing our economy.
World leaders praised Papandreou, but at home his popularity was tanking. Greeks said Papandreou had sold Greece out by taking a $138 billion bailout from the European Union and International Monetary Fund. Many protested outside Parliament and yelled, "Burn down the whorehouse." Then, on May 5th, a protest turned deadly. A bank was firebombed and three people were killed. Papandreou called it murder.
No one has the right to violence, especially violence that leads to the murder of our fellow citizens.
The unrest of the spring has settled down this summer, but Greeks are still very anxious about the tough economic times ahead. Polls suggest about 40% support Papandreou, but some also believe the prime minister, who hails from Greece's most prominent political family, doesn't care about their concerns. Schoolteacher Aphrodite Braza took part in a recent demonstration.
Maybe he's handling the problem well for the rich people, for the capitalists, but not for us. And he was telling us lies all the time before the elections.
Now George Papandreou must play diplomat at home. But many say Greece's problems are far bigger than the debt crisis. To save Greece, Papandreou must undo his late father's legacy of corruption. Andreas, as the Greeks still call him, was a mercurial and charismatic prime minister. Greeks loved him. Tens of thousands turned out for this election rally in 1981. Andreas founded the Pan-Hellenic Socialist Union, or PASOK Party, which George now leads. Andreas spoke to Greece's poor and disenfranchised, promising them that they will rise up after years of autocratic politics. Andreas became a hero by fighting the military dictatorship of 1967-74. The experience also defined his son, who was 15 when the colonels took over. Here's Stan Drenos, an Andreas biographer.
When Andreas was arrested on April 21st, 1967, George helped him to try to escape. He was threatened. They held a pistol to George's head to get Andreas to come out of hiding and so on. And he had a very powerful attachment to his father.
George Papandreou grew up in the PASOK party and served as a junior minister in his father's administration in the 1980s. But he became a very different kind of politician. Andreas favored drama and populism. George liked low-key deliberation. Andreas introduced social reforms for the poor, but squandered billions on a bloated public sector and political favors. The son must now face down his father, says journalist Alexis Papagelas.
It's like an ancient tragedy, you know. Basically, you have to kill your father and, you know, whatever he created in order to succeed.
Though the Papandreous are like the Kennedys of Greece, George remains an outsider in many ways. Greeks complain that George speaks Greek with an American accent. He rides a bike and drives a Prius. His predecessor as prime minister derided him as a tourist. Again, Alexis Papagelas.
It's hard for the average Greek to associate with George because if his name wasn't Papandreou, I think, you know, it would have been much more difficult. They feel some familiarity just because of the name and the dynasty dimension. In terms of his style, the way he lives, the way he is, I think, no, he's too aloof for Greeks.
But Nikos Zarganas, a civil engineer in Athens, says he wants to give Papandreou a chance.
We need people like George. And I don't care if you call him Greek or not Greek. He's a valid figure. And we don't have the options. We don't have the luxury to try and say that he's not good for the job, you know. I think he's the only one we have at the moment.
Because if Papandreou fails, Zarganas says, all Greeks will feel the pain. For the world, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.